Good evening, First Baptist family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church prayer service for Wednesday, November 24th, one day before Thanksgiving, 2 days before Native American Heritage Day. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. I also want to let you know that the Holy Spirit has been working on me today. And in honor of Reverend Tucker's 46th anniversary as pastor of First Baptist Church, I want to deviate slightly from our order of service, and I'm going to need your participation. We will have some 20-second praise breaks, so to speak, within the service, and at the appointed time, I'm going to unmute the line and give you an opportunity to just shout out what you're thankful for, what you're grateful for, whatever is on your heart. You'll have 20 seconds to do that at multiple times in the service. And then the last time we do a 20-second praise break, I just want you all to acknowledge Pastor Tucker for all of the things that he's done for First Baptist Church. All right? So let's get things started. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Good evening, First Baptist members, friends, and visitors, and greetings to our pastor, the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, as he celebrates 46 years of pastoral service to our church. Glory to God, for he has done great things. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come tonight to say thank you for everything that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do in our lives. You've just been so good to us, God. God, we praise you and glorify you in your holy name. Father, you are all-powerful. You are all-loving. You share your love with all of us, and you taught us to love others. We pray for your presence here in this prayer experience. You have been so good and faithful, and we are grateful for this moment to call on you for more strength and more understanding. Right now, God, we need you, and we pray that the Holy Spirit will lead, guide, and direct us. We pray as we try to study your word to show ourselves approved. And the purpose of this prayer tonight is to draw close to you in all circumstances, Father. We know that there's many difficult situations out there amongst our members and our families and our communities. We pray that you will use us to your will, that we may be a light, that we may be able to give someone a lending hand. And Father, forgive us for any of our sins or our rebellious ways. We pray that you sustain us as you always have. We have hope and we have faith that you will grant us your grace and your mercy. Heavenly Father, we are overflowing with joy and gratitude to show you our thanks. You are good in all your ways, a great king above all kings. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. We will now have our scripture reading by Deaconess Joyce Johnson.
Good evening, family and friends of First Baptist Church. I will be reading from Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5, a song of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with goodness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. I pray that God will have a blessing upon his word to all of his people. And I also pray that you all will have a blessed and safe Thanksgiving holiday. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, First Baptist family and friends, we're coming up on our first 20-second praise break. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds, and I want you to just shout out unto the Lord what you are thankful for or what you're grateful for.
Thank God for grace and mercy. Grace and mercy.
Thank you for my family, for my health.
You don't know what a blessing it is.
Thank you for the church family.
Church family.
Amen.
Thank you.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Reginald Hardman.
Good evening, First Baptist. Let us look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come this evening. First and foremost, we want to thank you. You've been so very good to us. Not that we did anything to deserve it, but because of your grace and your mercy, you allowed us to wake up this morning, see a brand new day, one in which we haven't seen before. And we are much obliged. Thank you for your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the miracles Jesus has worked all down through the years, the centuries, the decades, the millennia. Father, we know that you are so full of love. You are love, and we love you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this prayer service. Thank you for the facilitator. Thank you for all those who are on this line right now. Lord, we know tomorrow is designated Thanksgiving. But if we think about it, every day, not only tomorrow, but every day is a day of thanksgiving because you are the giver of all life. Everything good you gave us. And for that, we can't thank you enough. Thank you for our family, our friends, our loved one, our church family. Thank you for all of its members. Thank you for our pastors, the ministers, the deacons, the deaconess, everybody. Thank you for the trustees, Father. Thank you for the choirs. Thank you for all auxiliaries of the church. We love you, Lord. Thank you from the youngest member to the oldest and all those in between. Father, we can't count the many blessings that you bestowed upon us down through the years. But for each one, we say thank you. And Father, we thank you for being with us. When we're in trouble, you got us out of trouble. You provided for us things we didn't even ask for, and things that we didn't need, but yet you supplied all of our needs. And we say thank you. Thank you, Father, for all you have done. We can't thank you enough. And we can't enumerate the number of things that you have done for us. Thank you for all of the loved ones you put in our lives, the people, the acquaintances, everything, everyone. Father, teach us to be better today than we were yesterday, and better still tomorrow. People may have mistreated us, But your word says you will avenge us. And we say thank you. Lord, we love you. We praise and honor you. Now, Father, we ask you to continue to bless our pastor who is celebrating his anniversary. We know you know all about it. He said, prop him up on every leaning side. We know you can do it. You've done it many times in the past, not only for him, but for this world at large, for so many people. The history has it. Father, we know you know all about it. Didn't want to be too long, but when I start thinking about how good you are, I can't thank you enough. So, Father, let me say, let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. I love you, Lord. I praise and honor you. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord. You can take whatever your heart's desires, whatever it is you have an issue with, you can speak to the Lord directly. The lines will be muted for approximately 2 minutes.
May your struggles keep you near the cross, and may your troubles show that you need God, and may and may your bad days prove that God is good. And may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross. And may your
We will now have a prayer by Associate Deacon Reginald Williams.
Good evening, First Baptist. Let us pray. Most merciful God, our Father, we ask that you might open for us the gates of the righteous, that we might enter and give thanks unto you. We are so grateful for the many things that have already been enumerated this evening. Our church, 158 years on this rock, a pastor for 46 years, that's almost a quarter of the life of this church. so many things that at this season of Thanksgiving that we remind ourselves of the things that we are thankful for. But this evening I'd like to lift up those who at this particular time do not understand what they need to be thankful for. For they may have no food on their table. They may have no table or roof at all. Those who do not feel as thankful because life's conditions that they live in are so dire that they have given up, have lost hope. They are the least and the last and the lost in our society. And so in this time of giving thanks, we ask God to continue to lift them up. Grateful in the opportunity that we have somebody to turn to that can affect their situations, can change their lives. So we're thankful for you, Father. We're thankful for all those things that you can do when people.
I believe Reggie may have accidentally muted himself.
Oops. Yes, I did. I'm so sorry.
All righty.
Did you hear any of my prayer?
Yes.
And where did it stop?
Yes, we heard a great portion of your prayer.
Okay. I can't exactly remember where I stopped, but we simply want to make sure that all those folk who are not able to see thanks, to feel thanks, that they can be lifted up, that God will continue to encourage them in their lives. We are so thankful that we just have a God that we can go to that can do all of these things. We're reminded of all the good things that we have to be thankful for. But we also need to remind ourselves that even in those trials and those struggles, that we're grateful for a God that can get us through those struggles. So we ask in Jesus' name that we continue to watch over those, these least and last and lost, that we may give them something to be thankful for. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, First Baptist family and friends, we're coming up on our second 20-second praise break. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? The lines will be unmuted.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my First Baptist church family, God. Be with them all. I'm so happy to have them, Lord. We continue to bless over all of them. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise God. We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Deaconess Amelia Corum, who is a member of the Deaconess Outreach and Choir Ministries at First Baptist Church.
Temptations on every hand. Though Satan's tried to stop me and to place my feet on sinking sand, through the pain and all of my sorrows, through the tears kept me when times were hard and rough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's kept me.
Jesus kept me.
I thought I could do it on my own, but Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
Good evening, First Baptist Church members and friends. If I had to put a subject on this, you already know, in the midst of it all, Jesus kept me with his power. I can't help but praise God, for with him, I can do all things through him that strengthens me. Without him, I'm nothing. I'll just share a few tips with you on my life from early to present. My grandmother helped to raise me while my both parents worked two jobs. One of her many routines was making sure that we learned about God, attend church to unite with other God's people at least one day a week, plus every Sunday. We didn't want to go, but we were obedient. As time passed, I began to enjoy my times at church with Grandma. As a child, I accepted Christ because I wanted to please her for all she had done for me. Well, that didn't last long. Some years later, I strayed from the path. When I look back over my life, I knew God still loved me. You see, I believe Grandma obeyed and was obedient to God. She had planted God's seed in my life for him to do the increase. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I praise God for my parents and my grandmother. Later, as a young adult, I came to know Jesus Christ for myself. Under Reverend Tucker, I was baptized, accepted him as my Savior, and joined First Baptist Church. That day was an experience like no other. I had a vision, so to speak. It was at that time that Pastor Tucker was giving the call out to the congregation. Is there one? I don't know why I tried to hide from God, saying to myself, next Sunday I'll do it. I'll go up front. But before I knew it, I was up front crying tears of joy that God was still in my life. You see, all these years, God never gave up on me, and I can't help but praise him for his grace, mercy, and love. I continued Sunday school and the church services, Monday night prayer study, with the aid of teachers and Christian members, digesting God's word and digesting God's word and allowing him to shape my life to walk, live, and breathe in him. God is still working on me, and I give him total glory, praise, and honor for his marvelous mercy and grace. This scripture speaks to my spirit. John 16:33, King James Version. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah, praise God. When you begin to walk in God's will and way of obedience, there will be things trying to block you and stop you from praising God. We must learn to keep God's word in our heart, ready and able to call upon them during times of our need, when faced with trials, tribulations, or when tempted or tested, even when it's hard to continue to praise God. Life is not easy, but with God it's possible. Luke 1:37, for God nothing shall be impossible. And I learned in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thy approved unto God a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Psalms 32:8, I will instruct you to teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eyes. Don't look at your circumstances. Trust God. That's what he's saying. Psalms 119:11. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. I live this every day. This is one thing I say in my prayer because, you know, you are of the flesh. And we war with it every day. I remember the story of a toddler, myself, how I drank red ink, which destroyed the lining of my stomach, wiped out my memory. I almost died and was hospitalized for a year. I came home at Christmas, didn't know anything in didn't know anybody in my family. My parents told me I was a miracle. I agree, it was. A miracle from God. God kept me. Psalms 107:1. Oh, give thanks unto God, to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. One day, my friend and I was arrested by D.C. police officers, but we were released because of mistaken identity. God saved us once again. My son was killed, and years later, I lost my mom. Years later, my life was threatened by 9/11, and I continue to praise God. Life dealt me another blow when I was diagnosed with cancer. God kept me. He saved me. God gave me strength in the midst of my storms of life. Psalms 118:1. Psalms 18:6. In the midst, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ear. Yes, I cried out to God and trusted him to hear and answer my prayer. Even when I don't dot every I and cross every T, but I know how to call on the Lord, asking for his forgiveness when I've done wrong. I've learned his time is not mine, and I have so much to be grateful and thankful for to God. He is my shelter in the time of storm, a rock in a weary land. And what my grandma used to say to me was, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. I can say that too now. I give God praise every day for all he has done and what he shall do for me each day. Continuing to take God at his word with trust and faith. Note, only the life lived in the light of God's word is lived wisely. For this reason, the Bible must be studied continually. As we say in my present Sunday school, you must do this daily. And remember, accompanied with the petition in your prayers, that God will give you wisdom and understanding through study, so that we can learn to live in a way that pleases him. So keep looking to God, from which cometh our help, with faith and trust, trusting in him in all things. For God did say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I pray God's continual blessing to each one of you. And I pray that he will bless you as he has blessed me. For he said that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, and have a blessed evening.
The lines will now be unmuted for 20 seconds. To acknowledge our speaker for this evening.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Thank you,
God
thank
be the glory. God be the glory for what you poured into us. Continue to be blessed. That was so good. God be the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God be the glory. Awesome. Thank you so much. Wow. Great day.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Restore her.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to play a little musical selection. I've been feeling this all day. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Oh,
than anything, anything that this world when there seems to be no hope for me. And yes, I'm satisfied with the joy he placed within my soul, and how he helped me to bear my
keep
All right, First Baptist family and friends, we have come upon our last 20-second praise break. And this time what I would like for you to do is show some love to Pastor Tucker, who has been the good shepherd of First Baptist Church for 46 years. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds to acknowledge Pastor Tucker. Thank you so much, First Baptist family and friends. We will now have remarks and closing prayers by Pastor Tucker.
Thank you so very much. We certainly appreciate to the utmost your expressions of kindness and your thoughts and your prayers. We are grateful to God for these 46 years. And I have been blessed, and I have been inspired, and I have been inspired in a marvelous way to do what it is that God put on my heart to do. I love each one of you. And surely when we listen to a message like Diaconess Corum gave to us tonight, it's more than inspirational. We thank God for her and how God has blessed her through the years, through her journey. And so many of you who have demonstrated in your journey, in your lives, how God has been with you. And I just want you to know that I love you, and I appreciate each one of you. And there is nothing that is more of a blessing than to know that and experience the love that is profoundly shown by the good members of First Baptist Church. We thank God for each of the persons who participated in this experience tonight. Every person that is on this line, we are coming up on a regular attendance of almost 90 persons each week, and we are grateful to God for all of you who pause in this way to get closer to God. Sometimes some ugly things in our lives makes it possible for us to draw closer and closer to God. And we certainly appreciate how God has drawn us together and how he continues to bless us. Let us keep on keeping on. 46 years. Let me just say again, thanks to everybody who have made a contribution to bless the pastor, as well as to bless the work and ministry of our church. We're coming up on this coming Sunday to celebrate the 158th church anniversary. What a blessing to be a part of this branch of Zion. And we thank God for all of you. Make your special contribution and tribute to our church and a blessing as a blessing to our church. We are grateful to all of the ministries and persons who are participating in the ministries of the church. And let us continue to demonstrate that and to show our love to community and to people and those who are lost. Let us continue to do that. And let us give testimony together on Sunday when the Reverend Freddie Davis, pastor of the Pilgrim Rest Baptist Church will be with us to bring the special message on that occasion. God bless you. We encourage you also to be available tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for a special one-hour service of Thanksgiving. It is the nation's day of Thanksgiving. And let us just join together again to give thanks to God. We'll have some wonderful moments of meditation, and we will be able to listen to some songs and prayers, and when it's all over, it will be a blessed hour together in praise and thanksgiving. That ought to be the feature of the day, since it is Thanksgiving Day. So we encourage you to be a part of that experience on tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., the same links and connections as we have on our Sunday morning services. We urge you to join us then. We do want you to be mindful of the homegoing or transitioning of Sister Julia Miller, the mother of Renee Miller. Let us pray for Renee and the entire family, and let us be mindful of all of the bereaved. We do not have the arrangements yet for Sister Miller's homegoing, but we will share with you as soon as we can get it and make it known to you. Let us remember our sick and shut-in members. Let us pray for them. Continue to pray for Sister Levy Wright and for her total healing and restoration as she recovers from pneumonia. We thank God for her growth and improvement in the Lord. And we ask your continued prayers for David McCoy as well, as God is working in his life and causing him to recover as well. We thank God for all of those persons who are in need of prayer. Now, let us open up the lines for 20 seconds for you to indicate the names of persons you want special prayer to and prayer for and situations that you want prayer about. 20 seconds. Lines open.
I pray that you will bless each and every member of First Baptist. Keep them in your care and bless them that they will heal.
God, our Father, we come just now asking again that you would hear the cries of your people. You know what's been on their hearts. You know what troubles their minds. You know what they are dealing with on a daily basis. And we ask that you would now hear their cries. Answer their prayers. Tend to their needs as only you can do. We pray, O God, that you would help them and help their families and help their friends and help all of those who are standing in the need of a prayer. We come with gratitude, O God, to say thank you for how you kept us, how you watched over us. We thank you for our church, O God, and we thank you for how you have kept the church and held it up even in the rough times and the trying times and the challenging times and the difficult moments, oh God, you have blessed. And so we want to say thank you for that. And then, God, we pray your sustained blessings upon our community. You know the struggles that we're having there. You know the difficulties that we experience on a daily basis. Bless the nation, oh God. We pray that justice would indeed prevail and that we would be able to hold out on the long run, that we might be able to keep our country and nation going. We need you this day and this hour. And then, Lord, we want to thank you for Jesus. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the way of salvation. Thank you for teaching and touching and inspiring us and drawing us closer unto you. And now, Lord God, I come in a personal way to simply say thank you for my journey. Thank you for the years that you have provided, for the strength that you have given, the insight that you have you've given to me day by day. Thank you for your healing mercies and blessings of sustaining in the middle of trials and challenges and times of being misunderstood. You have been by my side, and you have kept me in spite of myself. And, oh, God, we just ask that you would make me whole and give me the fortitude and strength to hold out until you say it's done. We thank you, oh, God. Now keep First Baptist in a special way, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, that you would sustain her, give her the people, help us to grow and help us to be an inspiration to the people in the community, in the nation, in our homes, and in our city. We need your help and guidance, oh God, that we might be what you want us to be. Keep us with strength, with insight, with love, with peace, with joy. Give us all that we need that we may be a blessing in your kingdom. These and other needful blessings we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. And now the Lord keep you, bless you, and sustain you day by day. We pray. Amen, amen, and amen.